So good morning, everyone, and welcome to Living Beyond Limits. You all know I am Reverend Jennifer Speer. We are part of Centers for Spiritual Living. I'm so glad that you came here this morning to celebrate with us and to be here together. And for those of you who are joining us online, welcome to our online service. And so let's begin the service by reading our mission statement that's on the front of the bulletin. We are a sanctuary where people can discover and reveal the presence of God within their own being and experience their oneness with all life. Through the realization of this inner presence of love and peace, we give way to the evolutionary impulse of the divine and become a beneficial presence in the world. So that's really what's happening is here, is we are each awakening to our own divine nature, to our own spirit, to the presence of that infinite one that is called by many names throughout many cultures, whether you call it God or spirit or universal intelligence or Buddha mind, Yahweh. It is that same one that is expressing itself in and through and around and as life itself, in and through and as everything that we see in manifest form. That also is expressing within us, in us and through us and as us. And it expresses specifically as things like our own authentic innate power. It expresses as that love, that deep wellspring of love that lives within us. It expresses as peace and wholeness and goodness. Because what happens is as we wake up to the fact that that one is always within us, that it is inherent to our own nature, we then have access to that peace and that love and that intelligence and the truth of our own wholeness and our own power. And then when we move out into the world, we move out into the world differently. We aren't as reliant on the outside world telling us who we are, or we're not so reliant on the outside world giving us love or peace. Of course, that would be our preference, but when it's not, it moves us into a place of power and choice because we can choose to be that in the world. We can choose to bring love or peace, or kindness into the world. We can make the choice to stand in our own power and wholeness when the world is not supporting that. And as we do that, we become empowered. And as we do that, we bring something greater to life, and we become a beneficial presence wherever we go. And so I thank every single one of you for answering the call of your heart and your soul to be walking this path, to be bringing that one into this world in a way that only you can do and in a way that makes a difference. Thank you for that. So welcome home, everybody. Isn't it really nice to be here, to be in this place where we are reminded of the truth that we so often forget while we are out in the world with all of its busyness and its disunity and its distractions? And isn't it so nice to be here in the company of each other, in this group of people who welcomes us open-heartedly and embraces us, a group of people that cares about us and actually wants what is best for us and what is best for our lives? So nice to be in a group of people that actually see our potential and see the goodness that lives inside of us, which actually invites that forward to come out and be expressed in the world. I think that's half the reason that we come here. There's a saying about Centers for Spiritual Living. It says people come for the message, but they stay for the community. Yeah. And so there's an author named Starhawk who is very much about the earth and who is a feminist, and she says, "We are all longing to go home, to some place we have never been, a place half remembered and half envisioned. We can only catch glimpses of that from time to time." Community. Somewhere there are people to whom we can speak with passion without having the words get caught in our throat. Somewhere a circle of hands will open to receive us. Excuse me. Somewhere a circle of hands will open to receive us. Eyes will light up when we enter. Voices will celebrate us whenever we come into our own power. Community means strength that joins strength to do the work that needs to be done. Arms to hold us when we falter. A circle of healing, a circle of friends, some place where we can be free. You know, as human beings, we need a community. And so we are having a new members ceremony today. And in light of that, I'm talking about community and spiritual community. Because as human beings, we need to be in a community, a place where we belong, a place where we feel valued and cared for and cared about. We belong here. Here, each one of us is valued and seen as significant. Each one of us here is loved and accepted. Loved and accepted in all of our spiritual magnificence and in all of our human foibles. You know that about how geese fly in a V formation. When you see geese flying in a V formation, you might consider what science has discovered as to why they fly that way. As each bird flaps its wings, it creates an uplift for the bird immediately following. By flying in V formation, the whole flock adds at least 71% greater flying range than if they flew on their own. People who have a sense of community can get where they are going more quickly and easily because they are traveling on the thrust of one another. When a goose falls out of formation, it suddenly feels the drag and the resistance of trying to go it alone. And it quickly gets back into formation to take advantage of the lifting power of the bird in front of it. When the head goose gets tired, it rotates back and another goose flies to point. When we are in a community with those who are headed in the same direction, we have lifting power of those before us. Geese honk from behind to encourage those up front to keep up their speed. In community, you are supported and encouraged by the people around you. We are behind you. Finally, and this is important, when a goose gets sick or is wounded by gunshot and falls out of formation, two other geese fall out with that goose and follow it down to lend a help and protection. They stay with the fallen goose until it is able to fly or until it dies. And only then do they launch out on their own with another formation to catch up with their group. Be in that belonging that we have here, in that belonging and that acceptance, we feel safe to let our walls down. We feel safe to be vulnerable. We feel safe to be our authentic selves. And when we are in that kind of an energy, it's then safe to let our spirits come out and shine. Having that sense of safety and that sense of belonging without judgment, which is what happens here, without judgment, allows our spirit to come forward and our heart to open with each other. And what happens is we get to practice being the presence of love with each other. It's kind of like then a dress rehearsal for when we go out in the world. We practice loving with each other. We practice unconditional acceptance with each other. We practice that embracing. And then when we go out into the world, it's easier to behave like that. It's easier to come from that consciousness. We practice it here. Then we take it out into the world. Philip Goldberg said, the community is created not when people come together in the name of religion, but when they come together bringing honesty, respect, and kindness, supporting one another in awakening to the sacred. That's what we're doing here, is we're awakening to the sacred within us, and the sacred that is within everyone and everything. We awaken to that through the message and through the songs and through the readings. We awaken to that sacredness within us. We also awaken to the sacredness within us and with each other by being in community, by being in that safe environment. It awakens the sacred within us and the spirit within us. And it then enables us to see that in each other. Here, we witness each other's wholeness. We witness each other's power. We witness each other's beauty and each person's goodness. Spirit seeks expression through each one of us. That's what that allows to happen here, is for spirit to speak through us, for spirit to evolve us and stretch us into our own greater yet to be and into who we are as spiritual beings. The issue is that there are so few structures out there in the world that provide that. So few structures where people feel loved, where people feel supported and encouraged and invited to allow spirit to express through them. Instead, we live in a world that is largely based on ego needs, largely based on competition and on winning. It's dog eat dog out there. People are striving to get theirs, striving to win, striving to be on top. Is all you have to do is go out there and drive around for a while to see that, how people are driving these days. Competition and who's on top and who's going to win and who's most important. We live in a world also where the things that are most highly valued are what a person can accomplish, how much a person can accomplish, what a person can do, how much they can achieve, how much they have, how much they can acquire. That's what's valued out there. And if you've noticed, that kind of valuing out there isn't really fertile soil for your spirit to come forward. It isn't really fertile soil for you to discover your spirit or your own spiritual nature. It isn't fertile soil for you to discover that place within you that knows the truth of oneness, that knows the truth of love. It doesn't support us in discovering our own innate goodness or in nurturing that goodness. But on the other hand, the energy that every single one of us creates here, every single Sunday at Living Beyond Limits, from the consciousness of the practitioners to the consciousness of the minister and the consciousness of every single person that is here, people come here and they feel supported and they feel seen and cared for and loved. People get to discover their own wholeness, their own power, their own goodness. Have you discovered your goodness here that you didn't know really existed? People get to discover their own spirit here. People come here and they get to have an enriched sense of themselves and an enriched sense of life. Rabbi Omerman said, spiritual community gives a sense of meaning and direction and of life that's bigger than one's own. It's healing without therapy. Isn't that awesome? Spiritual community is healing without therapy. And from there, we bring something greater to the world. We bring a greater self to the world. to our relationships, to everything that we do. Have you noticed that about yourself? Since walking this spiritual path, that you bring something different and something better to the world than before you were walking this path? Our consciousness goes before us. Our consciousness like radiates out from us and goes with us everywhere that we go in everything that we do. And so the title of my talk today is We Know Who You Are. We do know who you are. And I'm talking about that we, all of us, create the space and the environment for discovering who it is that we really are. We create the space and the environment for growth and for transformation and for unfolding, for discovering our own goodness. And from that newfound awareness, we are a blessing to the world. As spiritual beings, we need to express and experience our own spirit. We need to feel and sense and experience that infinite one that we call spirit. We need to experience and express our own spiritual nature. If we don't do that, or if we leave and quit focusing on that, what happens is we kind of start to feel like a dry old leaf. We kind of dry up and shrivel up and become brittle against the world. We get blown around by this dry wind that's happening out there. Instead of being like a vibrant green leaf that is vibrant and alive and flexible, still connected to the tree, which is its source of life, and connected to all the other leaves, that's what happens when we focus on our spiritual path and our spiritual nature and walk this path. When we come here, it's as if we are planted in rich, warm soil. We get to put down deep roots into spirit and into our own spirituality. We get to put out strong branches once we are deeply rooted as we bring our spirit into the world. Discovering our spirit helps us grow and flourish and send those deep roots down. And then that growing awareness that we have of our own spirit, that new growth gets watered through the talks, through the messages, through the music. It waters that and allows it to flourish even a little bit more. And then being in the company of each other is like adding sunshine that allows that to even become stronger. And then when we leave here, we take that sunshine with us from community because we've embodied it. We've taken it into ourselves. The love and the support that we have here acts like that sunshine. And so if you look around you in this room, there are seasoned travelers of this spiritual path, the minister and the practitioners. There are people that are just beginning this journey of the soul and are like little saplings that are just have baby roots down in the ground. And the full spectrum of everything in between that. It's all here. Yet all of us are still growing. All of us are still putting deeper roots in. All of us are still putting out new branches, baby new green branches, and spreading out into the world. All of us growing, all of us deepening, all of us family, all of us this body of living beyond limits. All of us participating in this law of growth and expansion that is the very nature of life. And together we assist each other. Together we awaken to our own spiritual nature. Together we awaken to the divine within us. Together we have an enriched sense of who we are and an enriched sense of life. And here, together, we discover and allow that infinite one to express through us as we move out into the world. And so my invitation to you this week is to show up. Show up in the good times and in the bad times. Show up in the good times and let us celebrate your successes with you. And show up when you're moving through life's challenges and allow us to support you and love you in a place where you feel cared about and supported. Avail yourself to the love and the care and the friendship and the support that is offered here. And I also invite you to see the highest and the best for each other. And when someone starts claiming victimhood in their life, don't buy into that story with them. If someone falls in a hole, they don't need you falling in the hole with them. What they need is for you to throw them a rope so they can get themselves out of the hole. That means you say to them, I am here for you. And I know that you have everything it takes to work through this. Everything that it takes to succeed, to master this, to come through the other side. Is there something I can do to help? That's how you throw them a rope and support them. That's what everyone's looking for here. There's enough commiserating out there. They don't need you to commiserate with them also. Truly, there's nothing to fix, because truly, we are each just on this path of self, capital S, self-discovery. We are each here to discover our own divine potential, to discover that greatness within ourselves. And so pray and meditate and bask in the love. And as we do that, the result is transformation and growth and flourishing and becoming a beneficial presence when you move out into the world. And so blessings to each and every single one of you as part of this spiritual family where you are truly loved and supported and valued and cared about. And blessings to you on this path of awakening to your own divine potential and your own spiritual magnificence. Blessings to you. And so I invite you to join me as we come together. Join me in turning our attention to the truth. The truth that there is only one. There is only one power, one presence, one life, one beingness that is everywhere present here expressing as everything that is. And it is a power of love. It is an absolute intelligence and wisdom from which everything has sprung forth. And it is a boundless love of which we are all a part, of which we are all wrapped in, of which we are all supported by. For we are indeed expressions of that one, and its desire is to buoy us and to express within us and through us in ever greater ways. And so what I know then is that everything that we could possibly ever need within our lives is right here where we are. All of the power, all of the intelligence, all of the strength, the fortitude, the wisdom, the inner guidance, the resources are simply how the source expresses itself, a resource. That all that we need, we are supported by, for that infinite one is right where we are at every single moment in our lives. It is here, it is everywhere. And right now, it is expressing itself in us and through us and as us. And so today, we lean into our own divine nature, which is none other than the nature of the One. We lean into the presence within us and the presence outside of us. And we walk in the light, and our load is lightened. We walk in the love, and love is expressed easily through us. We walk in the beauty and the magnificence of spirit, and life becomes rich and full and is a blessing. How grateful I am to be in recognition of this truth. And I know that not only is this the truth about each one of us here, but it is the truth about every single person on this planet. We are each individuations of that one. One light, one love, one intelligence, one beingness. And right now, it is revealing itself within the hearts and the minds of every person, acting as a compass, acting as an inner guide, leading and calling and beckoning to each one of us to create heaven on earth. For the presence of the One is the essence of heaven. And it is that heaven that is unfolding itself through humanity right now as perfect choices, perfect action, perfect thoughts, perfect words. That presence that is peace is calling to each of us, and we answer. I know that same intelligence and love is expressing itself right now through and in and as every single world leader, politician, decision maker, every person that is in charge. And there is a wholeness, their own wholeness, the truth of oneness, the truth that we are all connected and part of the whole. That leads them. That guides them, for that is the truth. And the truth is bigger than anything that doesn't look like it. And so truth today is expressing itself. And we lean in and we celebrate and we allow and we embody and we give great thanks. And so I release this word into that creative law of the universe, knowing that it is unfolding within our lives and all around us right now, simply because it is the way of spirit, and simply because we have created an opening and said yes to that. And a blessing is upon this world. And so I release this word in gratitude, and I invite you to join me in saying, and so it is.
And so it is.
I do have some invitations for you as a way to participate in this family. One is, we are having our annual meeting February 25th, so mark your calendars. It's really important that all of you attend our annual meeting. We want your input as to what we do for outreach and inreach and fundraisers this year, and to pass our budget. We vote on a budget. So you're all members now, most of you that are here. So we invite you and encourage your attendance at that meeting. We're actually going to have it here, so we rented the space for an extra hour and a half, and we're going to have a soup and salad and bread and dessert potluck. So there's a sign-up sheet on the back table. Sign up to choose one of those things that you'd like to bring, and obviously not every person has to bring something, but enough that we will eat and we will have our annual meeting, so it should be very fun. Also on February 18th, we are going to do Ronald McDonald House again. There's a sign-up sheet in the back, so you can choose to either cook, you can choose to go grocery shopping ahead of time, you can choose to financially support it, or you can choose to not participate at all. But there's a sign-up sheet on the back. We'd love to have you. We can only have 12 people cooking in the kitchen, so if you would like to do that, sign up soon. Shelley? I'm looking at the wrong thing. Yes. Thank you very much. Thank you, Shelley. It is. It's March 10th, and we're going to be cooking this time from 3 to 5. They want us to make dinner, so we'll be there in the afternoon. Now I'm going to go back up one announcement. Pat and Mike have been working with the people that are unhoused in Long Beach and supplying them with things. We are going to support them in their endeavor. So Pat has a list in the back of things on an ongoing basis. I think they're used things, you know, blankets and that kind of stuff that you can contribute. We are also, here's the date, February 18th. Is that next week? Next week. 2 weeks. In 2 weeks, February 18th, we're going to have an Undie Sunday and socks. So those will be new items. If you'd like to participate in buying men's underwear and socks and bring them here on the 18th, and then Pat and Mike are going to go and distribute them if you'd like to participate in that. We still have our ongoing community inReach, which is doing meal train for Ray and Marty. If you are interested in that, it's online. They are still loving that support right now. Yes, Pat? Yeah, thanks. If you would like to participate with them on an ongoing basis of any kind in their outreach, they would love people to join their team. So there's a sign-up sheet for that also.
And also the socks,
N-E-U. Okay. Okay. So new underwear, new or used socks. Okay. So talk to Pat. If you think you might be interested, talk to Pat or Mike about it. They'd love to have you play with them. You also have in your bulletin, there's a little sheet that has every day of the week, and one side says kindness offered, and the other side says kindness received. It is the month of Valentine's Day, the month of love. We also just began the season for nonviolence. So for the next 4 weeks, each week, you're going to get one of these. There's extras if you want one. So what you're going to do is every day of the week, you're going to write down a kindness that you offer to someone else and a kindness that you received. As we focus on that love exchange, we grow it in the world. So I invite you to participate. If you know you're not going to be here next week, you can take one of these. Jan, do you know where the extras are? Jan has the extras. We put them on the back table. They'll be on the back table with the other sign-up sheets. Yes, I just said that. Meal train. We're still doing meal train if you'd like to do it. I would love that. And so I invite you to repeat after me. Good fills my life now.
Good fills my life now.
I step into it.
I
own it.
I own it.
I celebrate it.
I celebrate it.
And so it is.
So